The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
8:05 on this Free Speech Friday. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message, and getting a lot of text messages. I'll try to get to many of them as I can on the Big Rock text line. President Trump's attorney, Alina Abba, called the Manhattan district attorney the king of woke, saying that the charges that he has brought and the idea of prosecuting the former president will not be successful.
This DA in particular is the king of woke, right? He is Mr. I don't believe in putting people in jail, and I don't believe in felonies, and I turn felonies into misdemeanors. I think he went from 50-something to percent to 28%. But when it's Donald Trump, he's trying to do the reverse. He's trying to create a situation where you take a misdemeanor that he didn't even do. His attorney settled an issue that was made up. We have Stormy that's admitted that, right? And then create something out of nothing. It's a really sad day in our country, Tucker. I mean, no matter what your politics are, it's a sad day in our country.
And that's exactly what she put that well when she said he's trying to create something out of nothing. Glenn Beck summed things up, I thought, pretty well with Tucker Carlson last night, as he predicts yesterday's actions will re-energize conservatives across the country in order to take our country back.
This guy has been taking the bullets for the average person now for years, and people on the right feel like he's the only guy that really gets what the people are feeling, and it's not gonna end well for the Democrats in the next election. It's just not. I don't know if Donald Trump is the winner or not, but I will tell you this. You're not going to stop 100 million people. This country is in shambles. And there's going to be 100 million people that will walk on broken glass and through fire to vote for someone other than this corrupt banana republic administration.
Is Glenn Beck right? Can we count on Americans to rally? If not for Donald Trump, for our country. As many of you have said this morning, as we've had the conversation with a lot of callers, a lot of text messengers, a lot of emails, you got to remember that if they can do this to a former president, think about what they could do to you and me. So what is the response? What will the Republicans do? And I've heard from a lot of you today saying it's time for Republicans to stop talking and to take action. And you're right. Fox News host Jesse Waters last night told Republican Senator Josh Hawley that lawmakers need to, quote, show some sort of resistance and take a stand. And he's right. They do. It's time for them to stop talking and do something.
This is burning down the rule of law. And I tell you, they will regret doing this because I think the American people won't stand for it. And we've got to make sure that they do not succeed in what they're trying to do here.
Well, you as a senator have to take a stand, and your colleagues have to take a stand. The American people don't want to see a bunch of speeches about how troublesome this is and how historically significant this is. No. There has to be something else that you guys do. I don't know what that is. It's got to be some sort of show, some sort of resistance, some sort of action, because there has to be a line that they can't cross. And you have to show them somehow that this is just an unacceptable act. And you're a leader in this country, and the American voters expect that. Are you guys ready to show something?
I think that this is, you talk about the line that you can't cross. In my view, Jesse, they crossed it months ago when they weaponized the FBI against parents, when they weaponized the FBI against everyday Americans who want to exercise their right to free speech. And now they're just accelerating it. They're just pouring it on. So, yes, it is time that we said no further. We've got to call Merrick Garland from the Justice Department down to the Capitol. We've got to call him onto the carpet, put him under oath, find out what they're doing. Has DOJ cooperated in this? Are they aiding this prosecution? We've got to go after these Soros prosecutors who've been put into office all across the country and expose the dark money network that has gotten them into power. You are right, Jesse. This is, the Democrats have crossed the Rubicon here, and they burned the bridge behind them.
Okay, so Senator, when are we going to do all that? When are we going to have Merrick Garland down the Capitol Hill? He's been there a number of times recently. He doesn't always answer your questions, or he sidesteps them at the very least. So where are we? What do we do from here? I mean, does the DA actually move forward with a trial, and does it get done before the 2024 election? I mean, if this is political, which I believe it is, I think we all agree with that. Does the DA even want to have a trial anytime soon? Or does he want to just kind of drag this out over the next year, keep this dark cloud above Donald Trump as he seeks the Republican nomination? And how does this work for Trump? I mean, we've had a lot of questions this morning. Does he continue to campaign? Does he show up next week in New York? You know, there's still a lot of questions on the logistics with that. Yesterday, the DA's office indicated that they had wanted the arraignment to happen today, but that Donald Trump refused to do so. He's in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. And one of the interesting developments with this is a state case. It's not a federal case. So in order for Donald Trump to be handed over to New York, you got to have the state of Florida cooperating. And yes, they have their political differences, Governor DeSantis and does with Donald Trump. Been a lot of discussion about the two of them working together. No indication that either of them are interested in that. In fact, Donald Trump has said he doesn't think it'd work out for Ron DeSantis to be his vice president. Governor DeSantis said just last week that he didn't think that was what he wanted to do, that he was more of the executive type, meaning, you know, I'm not going to carry someone else's luggage. However, DeSantis was very clear yesterday upon learning of this indictment that he would not cooperate with the officials in New York, that he would not extradite Donald Trump to New York. Very clear on that. So we could potentially have a showdown between the state of Florida and the state of New York. Now, Trump, on the other hand, appears to be willing to go to New York and surrender, but on his terms. And it's been suggested that he'll probably do that on Tuesday. But it could get very interesting, because I think right now, yes, the Manhattan DA, he has the indictment. He made that choice. He convinced a grand jury to do so. But to a degree, Donald Trump is kind of in the driver's seat from the standpoint of when that arraignment takes place. I mean, he's protected by Secret Service agents. You think they're going to turn him in? You think they're going to cuff him and take him to a New York DA? I don't think so. It's going to get quite interesting. 877-235-9405. What do you think? I'd love in this last and final hour of the Morning Answer on Free Speech Friday, I'd love to get your thoughts. Should Trump go to New York? Should he maybe just sort of play a game of chicken with this Manhattan DA? Stare him down. And how does this affect the campaign? Are you still supporting Donald Trump? Does this just encourage you to maybe work a little harder? Because, folks, I think, and I forget who said it a minute ago, but they've drawn the line in the sand. And if this is not a motivator for you to work hard next year so that we turn these people out of our nation's capital, we may never have another chance. And it's all starting right now. Tomorrow, for example, Spartanburg County Republican Party Convention. I'm so happy I'm going to be there. This is where we start electing the delegates who go to the state convention, who elect delegates to go to the national convention, who will ultimately choose the party's nominee next year. This is where it all starts. And we got to be ready. We have to be ready. It's 8:17 on the Morning Answer.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
There's no water that's more pure, more healthy, and better tasting than Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. I'm so happy with our partnership with Le Bleu. Le Bleu water is 11% hydrogen, 89% oxygen, nothing more, nothing less. Their award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of Le Bleu's five steps beyond Mother Nature's process. This process eliminates the inorganic minerals, the chemicals, and the contaminants that are often found in other waters. It creates a uniquely pure water, free of those contaminants, perfectly balanced. And I got to tell you, fresh tasting as well. All bottled water is not created equal. You can find Le Bleu in Ingles and other grocery stores. Have it delivered right to your front door. All you have to do is call 888-LE-BLEU and the number 1, 888-LE-BLEU-1. If you're a first-time customer, they're going to give you 5 gallons of water absolutely free in that first order. And once you experience the purity of Le Bleu ultra-pure bottled water compared with other bottled waters, I promise you, your body's going to make the choice for you. You're not going to be wanting to drink anything but Le Bleu. And now Le Bleu is proud to announce that their product is also sold in public supermarkets. So try a bottle or a case. Have it delivered right to your front door. 888-LE-BLEU-1. 888-LE-BLEU and the number 1.
It's amazing, so refreshing. Let me tell you, my body loves Le Bleu.
It is 8:19 on the Morning Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Trump situation.
President Trump isn't being charged with a crime by a grand jury because he committed it. He's being targeted and charged because he's the leader of the opposition, who was the president and may be the president again. and he represents a threat to their uniparty corruption.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The answer.
For nearly 60 years, Jeff Lynch Appliance and TV Center has been the upstate's trusted provider for appliances, electronics, bedding, and furniture. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. They carry the latest products from each industry's top manufacturers, and their staff are dedicated to helping you find the right choice for your needs and budget. With options like same-day delivery, professional installations, and ongoing service, it's no wonder why they've been so successful for so long. For the very best service, selection, and price, visit Jeff Lynch Appliance and TV Center today.
It took a panicked run on a major bank to lead to the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history, and Moody's just downgraded the entire U.S. banking system from stable to negative. Just a reminder why many people diversify their portfolios with something tangible, something that doesn't need bailing out, something that can't vanish into thin air. Learn the truth in Swiss America's shocking report, The Secret War on Cash. This all-out war against cash is a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-630-1495. That's 800-630-1495. This all-out war on cash, digital forms of currency too, is growing daily. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash, free to Salem listeners by calling or texting now at 800-630-1495. Make sure you mention Salem when you call or text 800-630-1495.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
A22 texters, this is Mark in Forest City. I think Trump should just wait and put the pressure on Congress to see their response. We need to know who really represents the people, especially before the upcoming election. Daniel writes, good morning, Joey. I believe we all need to get behind Trump. Everybody in the Republican Party needs to abandon the race and step behind Trump and unite this country for the greater good. Your comments are welcome as well. Carrie in Tocoa says, Joey, only two words, deep state. Should Trump go to New York? Should he turn himself in? Justin's in Shelby. Good morning, Justin. Hey, Justin, you still with us?
Justin?
Hey, Justin, you with us?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind this morning, Justin?
I don't think Trump's going to go to New York because they're just going to not trial him until next year is what you're talking about. I don't think they're going to let him be trialed right then and there. They're going to drag it out so he can't be running for president.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're going to do. It's time for the Republicans to stand up and actually take Trump's side instead of hiding and being scared of the Democrats is going to come and get them too. So it's just we can't take this forever. And I'm 26. It's just, it's going to get better someday. And I know it will, but it's something's going to have to happen and it's going to happen soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've just got to, first off, we got to pray for our country, pray for our leadership, but we've also, all of us, we have to step up and do our part, and it's more important than ever that we somehow unite and elect leadership at all levels who will stand up to people like these George Soros rogue district attorneys. Appreciate your phone call. Have a great day in Shelby. Gene in Fairplay. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, speaking of the Trump indictment, I think you ought to go on up there and let him process him, because if he doesn't, it's just going to stir the Democratic Party more, saying that, yeah, we told you Trump was guilty. He won't even come up here and go through the judicial process, because eventually his attorneys will file motions, and I think it'll be dropped before a trial date's ever set.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't even know if they want a trial. I think they probably just want this to be a cloud over his campaign. Probably, maybe hopeful that that this will discourage Republicans to the point that that the Republican Party nominates someone different.
I don't think it's going to discourage. I think they're stirring up a hornet's nest.
I think maybe they just rallied the troops, don't you?
I do. I was skeptical at first about voting for Trump for the second time because I was, you know, his ego, and he just was out there constantly like the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
I was getting burnt out on him, and then since this is happening, I'm for him all the way.
Yeah. That's an interesting observation there, Gene. Hey, appreciate you listening in. Fair play. Have a great weekend. Texter says, what about the fact that if they arrest Trump and put him in jail in New York, that there has to be a Secret Service officer with him at all times? How are they going to handle that? It is going to be an interesting dynamic, isn't it? I mean, if they do book him, who's going to control that? Is the Secret Service going to just sort of bow out and back down and let New York officers do what they're supposed to do, or are they going to be part of the process? They are charged with protecting Donald Trump for the rest of his life. Let me take a minute to tell you about Viper Electric. When your power goes out, it's not just an inconvenience. Sometimes it can be a hazard. It can be a real threat to you and your family. Think about it. When you lose power, if you are dependent on a medical device, you're not able to use it. You lose your HVAC system, possibly. You don't have internet. That alone sometimes can disrupt things. That's why I recommend contacting the team at Viper Electric. Whether small electrical problems like outlets that don't work or breakers that keep tripping, or you want to prepare for those emergencies, the experts at Viper Electric, they have a solution for all of that. They've completed jobs all over the upstate, from the small residential repairs and installations to complex commercial projects. Doesn't matter what your electrical needs are, you'll be glad that you partnered with Viper Electric. Because when you need professional service and electrical work done right the first time, you need Viper Electric. And in honor of those who serve our country, Viper Electric offers a 10% discount to veterans, active service members, and first responders. 10% discount. All you have to do is call 864-304-1734. 864-304-1734. Also, you can find them online at ViperElectricSC.com, ViperElectricSC.com. So a lot of response from some of the other candidates who, like Nikki Haley, for example, who's already announced that she's running against Donald Trump. A spokesperson for Nikki Haley referred to the Daily Caller News Foundation to comments that she had made earlier during an interview on Fox News.
From everything I've seen from this New York district attorney is that this would be something he'd be doing for political points. And I think what we know is when you get into political prosecutions like this, it's more about revenge than it is about justice.
Of course it is. Senator Tim Scott, who could potentially be a candidate as well, says that the, quote, pro-criminal New York DA failed to uphold the law for violent criminals, yet weaponized the law against political enemies. He said this is a travesty, and it should not be happening in the greatest country on earth. The presumption of innocence is central to our legal system, yet is selectively discarded by those on the far left today. Former Vice President Mike Pence yesterday called the Manhattan grand jury's decision to indict his former boss an outrage. He said the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is outrage, and it appears to millions of Americans to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on a pledge to indict the former president. 877-235-9405. Again, I ask you, what's next? Does Trump cooperate? Does he go to New York next week, turn him in, turn himself in? Has this just re-energized the base? Has it changed your thoughts at all? Love to get your feedback. 877-235-9405. It's 830.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.